John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague and friend, Gene Marks, who writes the business, small business column for the UK and US edition of the Guardian newspaper, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We have good news. If good news is upsetting to you, you might not want to listen to what we have to say. But then again, Gene, a very good evening to you. We deserve good news. A year of the pandemic, the vaccines are rolling out. More and more people are now feeling sturdy as they go out into public. We see the recovery around us, and we see Europe envying our recovery. Your reporting this week has to include the fact that the jobless number is plunging, and of course, your favorite, The builders. First of all, the jobless number is now under 600,000. We can believe that even the people who have been accused of benefiting, over-benefiting from the surplus of unemployment checks are being tempted back to the workplace. And this will happen over the next months. In fact, Gene, I have heard it already said there are not enough workers for the jobs that are being offered. Good evening to you, Gene.
Yeah, John, it is. The jobless numbers are great because unemployment claims are down, but you hit it right on the head. Small businesses around the country and big businesses are raising the red flag because they cannot find workers, John. I posted on Twitter just yesterday, a McDonald's franchise owner put a sign on their door pleading with customers not to become irate with their existing employees because he said these people came to work. He can't find enough people. Nobody wants to work, is what he put on his sign. And I'm seeing that across all industries, retail, restaurants, construction as well, even manufacturing. We went from a glut of workers to a severe shortage of workers. And there are many factors that are playing into this, John. I mean, yeah, you're right. The unemployment benefits carry on until September. That extra $300 a week for many hourly workers is enough for them, to just stay off the payroll. So they're staying at home and not doing anything. You know, that's what they're doing. But listen, there's other things going on too. I mean, you know, there are plenty of people that are still, you know, very tentative about going back into the workplace or going back into public, you know, vaccinated or not, because they're concerned. And remember that the demographic of workers that we're concerned with, the hourly workers, you know, the lower wage earners, those are the ones that really are the ones that are not coming back to work. They tend to skew younger. And let's remember that a lot of these people have not been vaccinated yet. You know, vaccinations are on the rise. So the older folks and, you know, the needy are getting it, but there's still plenty of younger people not. So they're not bouncing back to the workplace as fast as we're all hoping. And small businesses are really, struggling to contend with that. My advice to you, if you're listening to the show and you're a small business owner and you're having these issues is, you take the time right now to revisit your benefits. Make sure that you are aware of some of the hot benefits this year, health insurance, retirement, work from home, allowing maybe tuition or student loan reimbursement. You got to be competitive because the workers will be coming back throughout the rest of the year, and you don't want them snatched up by a competitor or a larger company.
Gene's favorite metrics involve architecture, but close to architecture is builder confidence. What does that mean, Gene, and what are we seeing?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll talk next week about the Architecture Billings Index. That has to do with commercial buildings. This week, it's the National Association of Home Builders, and those are the people that are building your homes across the country. And, John, it's a great time to be in the construction business. It was a great time in 2020 to be in the construction business. There's a drastic housing shortage right now. And, you know, these people cannot build the houses fast enough. There is significant increases, a lack of materials and supply chain issues. Lumber prices are up more than 150% compared to a year ago, 150% in some cases. So it is a real issue, and houses are not getting built as fast. But that certainly hasn't dampened the optimism of the builders themselves. The National Association of Home Builders Confidence Index remains at a historic high. The people there, you know, they've got orders that they can't fill. And although that's stressful, that's the kind of problems that any business owner wants to have. And those are the problems that the builders have right now. And remember, we talked about this before, that not only affects people in the construction industry, but countless small businesses that serve the construction industry as well.
Gene, look at those lumber prices. My goodness. That looks that looks like a SpaceX rocket ship taking off. Good heavens.
Yeah.
And you can't find, I mean, I've joked for a while about can't find lumber, but I can see the rise from $350 per thousand board feet to more than $1,100 per board feet. And that's since July of last year till now. And the building season's just coming. Good heavens, Gene. I mean, that is crushing. That is keeping us from growing even faster. Now, the Federal Reserve is also very pleased. That's a big, big number, a big number. But the concern that I have, Gene, is what we have here is a snapback, and we have a low inventory. So there are going to be supply shortages. We must see that already across the country.
And it's going to continue on throughout the rest of 2021 for sure. Listen, it's not just the construction industry, John. Price increases and material shortages are happening in many industries. The real metric to follow, and I think it's something that you and I can talk about in the future, is packaging. Packaging prices themselves have also skyrocketed, and demand for packaging products is through the roof. Packaging is a real great metric to follow how the economy is going. And the Association of Corrugated Containers, that's the Association for the Packaging Industry, they track this stuff. And when packaging business is going well, that's telling you that a lot of products and boxes are going out the door. And not only that, but these corrugated containers are taking these are packaging that are not people getting away from plastic. So they want more paper, you know, and paper-related supplies. And that's also having an impact on the price of paper and the price of lumber. So there's a lot of different factors, e-commerce sales, packaging, the demand for homes that's pushing the lumber price up, and it's causing raw material issues across the board in many industries.
I'm speaking with Gene Marks. He's a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, both the United Kingdom and the United States edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. We're going to move to small business now, small business especially, because there are intricate challenges, and there is also some fun. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.